When you finish listening to this audio version, you should be able to answer the questions that appear on the written version of this class.
Religion 101, Religion Made Simple. Class number 10, God. Question, what is God? Answer, God is the greater power that religion led people to feel and believe in. If everything always went well in people's lives, questions surrounding God would be solely within the domain of the great thinkers of all time. That is true because the overwhelming mass of humanity rarely thinks beyond the here and now. Only the most inquisitive individuals would, in the midst of bliss and happiness, wonder if there were a force beyond the control of humankind that was responsible for humanity's well-being. We might as well be honest. When times are good, you relate to God differently than you do when times are bad. All individuals do. When times are good, your belief in God and attachment to God's principles are less intense than when times are bad. When times are good, you pray with less conviction than when times are bad. And do unto others as you would have them do unto you takes on one meaning when you are in need and another meaning when someone else is in need. Your urge will be to deny it, but once you develop the ability to be honest with yourself, you'll admit that it's true. Those who can deal with the truth realize that, for the most part, God is a crutch leaned on by undeserving human beings. Some undeserving human beings lean on that crutch to justify their power, riches, and relative well-being, while other undeserving human beings lean on that crutch to rationalize their ineptitude and shortcomings. I would not be cruel if I said God's existence is proof of the hypocrisy of human beings. Individuals, for the overwhelming part, fear God not because of the concern they have for humankind, but because of concern they have for their own personal self. If there were a God, and if God were responsible for the creation of the world and all things in it, and if God were concerned about harmony, peace, and goodwill, God would not have been stupid enough to add human beings to the mix. The presence of humans, then, is proof of God's non-existence, and humans deferring to God is proof of humankind's irresponsibleness. End of course.